This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Bima Sakhi Yojana at Panipat in Haryana yesterday. The scheme aims to promote financial literacy and insurance awareness among women. This initiative of Life Insurance Corporation of India, LIC, will empower women aged 18 to 70 years who have passed class 10th by providing specialized training and a stipend for the first 3 years. The Prime Minister also distributed appointment certificates to prospective Bima Sakhis. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "Insurance for all is a key part of social security and crucial in eradicating poverty." The Prime Minister said, "Women have played a crucial role in taking the banking services to the villages." Mr. Modi said, "His government has taken unprecedented steps for women empowerment in the last 10 years. The Prime Minister said, "It is important that women get ample opportunities to become empowered and move forward." Prime Minister Modi also laid the foundation stone of the main campus of Maharana Pratap Horticulture University in Karnal. Ministry of Education has enhanced the material cost under the Pradhan Mantri Poshan Shakti Nirman, PM Poshan, by 13.70%. The ministry in a statement said that the material cost has been enhanced from 5.45 rupees to 6.19 rupees for primary and Bal Vatika classes and from 8.17 rupees to 9.29 rupees for upper primary classes. The revised rate has come into effect from 1st of this month. The central government will bear the additional cost of over 425 crore rupees in financial year 2024-25 on account of this enhancement. The new rates will be applicable across all the states and UTs. However, they are free to contribute more than their prescribed share. The government yesterday said that Rabi crops have been sowed across over 493 lakh hectares. The Agriculture Ministry, in a statement, said that more than 239 lakh hectare area coverage under wheat has been reported as compared to 234 lakh hectare area during the corresponding period of last year. Pulses cultivation has also increased from more than 120 lakh hectares to over 115 lakh hectares. Coarse cereals were sown across 35.77 lakh hectares, while oil seeds were sown across 86.52 lakh hectares. Acting Chairperson of National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, Vijay Bharti Sayani, has called upon every individual to stand up for promoting and protecting human rights culture in the country in line with the civilizational ethos of Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. In her message on the eve of Human Rights Day, Mrs. Sayani said, "The Commission reaffirms its unwavering commitment to continue the efforts to encourage and empower all to safeguard the rights and dignity of every person." She said that the NHRC remains committed to promoting human rights both within India and across the globe, working closely with other national human rights institutions, particularly in the Global South. She said, "Through its capacity-building initiatives, the NHRC draws upon its extensive experience in addressing various human rights concerns over the past 3 decades. Mrs. Sayani said that Human Rights Day serves as a powerful reminder that every individual is born with inalienable rights. This year's theme is Our Rights, Our Future, Right Now. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri held talks with his Bangladesh counterpart Mohammad Jasheem Uddin in Dhaka yesterday, including delegation-level discussions between the two neighbouring countries. The centre said yesterday during the Hajj 2025, the Hajj Committee of India will cater 1.22 lakh pilgrims who will attend the spiritual journey of Hajj. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia yesterday felicitated the Indian contingent for clinching 55 medals at 10th Asia Pacific Deaf Games in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. European countries have put asylum applications from Syrians on hold until further notice. And that is the end of this news bulletin.